I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Underemployed, politically disenfranchised, and religiously restricted, young people in Iran make up over two-thirds of the population, and they're desperately searching for purpose. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran explains.
The youth of Iran are fed up with Islam. They are looking for a new meaning in their life. So they're reaching out to the international community to belong to a cause. The Iranian youth, more than ever, are looking for a reason to have meaning in their life and identity.
Heart for Iran shares the hope of Jesus Christ with Iran's young population through social media and Mohabbat TV. Last year, they did an independent survey and found about 18 million Iranian youth in the last 12 years heard the gospel through their television ministry. Pray for young people in Iran to commit their lives to Jesus Christ and find peace in Him. And Tent Schools International welcomed their new development director, Raman Haddad. Haddad is minister to youth and refugees. So what are her plans for tent schools?
We want to broaden community awareness of refugee families, both locally and internationally, especially concerning the education of their children. And we want to connect with present and new partner organizations who also have a refugee and displaced persons mission.
Tent Schools establishes schools in refugee camps and invites you to support refugees as they share the good news of Jesus. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.